Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can, of course, take us on the go with the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. You guys know I'm a big Luka Doncic mark. This article irked me for a second. Got me to click. Clickbait says, former NBA coach says Cooper Flagg better than Luka. Avery Johnson, who actually coached with the Mavericks and is now with CBS Sports, says, give me Cooper Flagg. This team is going to be tremendous once Kyrie gets healthy. I don't disagree with that. I don't know that Cooper Flagg is going to be that good. Have you seen the pictures of skinny Luka? Luka
no.
apparently has gotten skinny in the offseason. So maybe he's heard the noise. We'll see. He could also go on a food bender or drinking bender and come back a little chunkier. But he looks kind of like he did when he first joined the NBA. Of course, he was battling a calf injury this year when he came back. And maybe he did it right. I think he had a dispute with Dallas because Dallas thought he should come back sooner. But look at these guys who've gone down with Achilles injuries. Most of them had calf injuries before.
Can't come back too early.
And then
for
they
those.
Came back. So
something's got to give.
Maybe his team was correct. But we'll see how Cooper Flagg plays as a rookie. Going to have a lot of expectations. Of course, here in Washington, they draft Trey Johnson, great shooting guard from Texas, who shot nearly 40% on his three-pointers. We'll get Chase Hughes' perspective coming up in 20 minutes. But let's open up the entertainment page, EB.
That's right. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. I don't have the read. Do you have it? I know it's DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. You can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. I believe I'm reading a spot today where they talk about they have the biggest selection on the East Coast of vehicles right now. So make sure you get over there. They'll have whatever you want, discounts on everything, X3s, I3s, all that stuff. Excuse me. By the way, John Kime put out his podcast yesterday that he and I did a couple days ago. Check that out. You want to follow me on Twitter, EB Junkies. I retweeted the link. I had a great time. Just, you know, John does a great pod, you know, about the Redskins, the Skins, three times a week or so. And in the off season, it looked like he needed to kill a pod. So
he killed a pod with you?
Killed a pod with me and really enjoyed it. Had a great time. So check that out.
I got to do Shorts and Othello's pod today.
Did you swear off that pod?
It doesn't matter.
I thought you swore that off one time after they asked you a question that you didn't like.
Drabby last year, because he likes to do one a year. He calls it the Junkies. So yeah. He likes to do it in the month of June. And last year, Drabby, remind me of the question they asked me.
Maybe about, I can't.
They asked me an awkward
really
question.
Off, right?
We can't say it on our airwaves.
It had to do with my mom.
And so for some reason upset you. I mean,
well,
can't, I can't
my
remember.
Mom's dead. My mom's out.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
But was
that's what I was thinking of.
You interpreted it as disrespectful to your mom.
Of course. And so I was very pissed and I told them I'm never doing it again, but I got over it.
You was relented. It more disrespectful than how Grand Danny treated you during a Masters interview or something?
Yeah, that was
they mocked your love of golf.
They mocked my love, made fun of it. Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but that's why I never did their show again. Right. Anyway,
he's got so many grudges.
Is it hard to keep track of all your grudges?
It is hard.
Yeah.
There's a long list of them.
Yeah.
So Eric Bickle, I am going to do the
IDM.
Yeah, IDM podcast at his house. I'm actually going to go to
Shorts' house. He's got a baby now.
All right. Well, I guess I'll hear the baby in the background.
Why are you doing that versus just like zooming in?
I don't know, because he lives in Ashburn. He probably lives 100 yards from me.
Right.
So I'm just going to, it'll be easier. It'll be chill. I'll have a cocktail or two.
All right.
But I'm doing that.
I was telling Drab, you know, I haven't had a drink now for, I'm tracking the days, 26 days. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've lost a pound. What happened to like losing all this weight when you stopped drinking? What happened?
I don't know. You're drinking tart juice now. That's pretty sugary, I'm guessing.
I am, like, instead of drinking, eating. You know, I am still putting stuff in my mouth. But you know what it is? I think personally it's when you get older, it's just, like, really hard to lose weight. And you can even stop drinking. I thought I would be silly back at the body of an 18-year-old.
You weren't drinking, like, 3 IPAs. No. Which have tons of calories.
I'd have one or two drinks maybe 5 days a week.
Yeah, but what were the calories on those?
Probably pretty heavy. I put a lot of sugar in there. Those old fashions?
I don't know.
Those old fashions are pretty sweet. I went out last week and I had
two IPAs. Those are heavy.
I mean, Drab told me he's locking in. What, are you eating chicken every day now? How long is that going to last?
No, I've been locked in for 2 days. Actually, not even 2 days. Two dinners.
It's good.
What about the other meals?
Gotta start somewhere.
What about the other meals?
Well, we had McDonald's here yesterday. Did we not?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
What's up with you and your boy? Like, are you still going over the Cork? Are you still going over there and grinding out?
Yeah, yeah. Good.
How many days a week? You were going every day.
Yeah. I mean, like a year ago, I was locked in.
Now?
I'm just a fat waste.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. 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 Well, join the club. What happens? Wait till your kids start running around.
Like, I saw your tennis clip you posted yesterday.
I thought his tennis strokes look a little unusual.
I thought it looked good. Nah, he threw his racket at the end of it.
You threw your racket?
Can I tell you, you know when you post your golf swing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a little bit of an unorthodox swing. Works for me. I got a DM yesterday. When you post your golf stuff and people comment on it,
mm-hmm.
I never really thought about how annoying that is.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says to me yesterday, Drab, I'm not a tennis player, but you have to get further away from the ball and have your arm extended out when swinging. Looks like you have a limp arm while trying to hit it.
Meanwhile, you've been playing tennis your whole life, right?
I literally almost smashed my phone. How ballsy do you have to be to give someone advice on a sport you've never played?
Happens all the time.
Who's the guy?
I don't know. Some random listener.
I'm coaching a kid's team. Volunteer, by the way, not paid. And I once had a mom come up to me in the middle of a game, said, I don't know anything about soccer, but... And then offered me a piece of strategy advice.
I'll be honest, when I post my golf swing is better than I am a golf. Like, my swing is okay. My golf swing's better than I am as a golfer. Yeah.
You have a beautiful swing.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say that. I
think you have a great looking swing.
Thank you. But my swing is better than me. Like, because it kind of falls apart.
I know people like that where mechanically they look like Adam Scott, but for whatever reason, their scores don't match their swings.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, people see my swing, they think I'm way better than I am.
Yeah. And there's some studs that have bad swings. What about that Korean guy that everybody was going crazy for that, like, runs up to the ball?
Oh, yeah, there's one like, that's really weird.
I mean, you could look like Matthew Wolf or Jim Furyk.
Yeah. No, you got to swing your swing. Everyone's
swing
got
your swing.
Swing.
It got you there.
Yeah. Yeah, Reggie Miller didn't have, you know, the perfect shot.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But he's one of the best shooters in the history of the game.
I almost hesitate to put my swing out there anymore because sometimes I play so poorly, it's, like, shocking. You know what I mean? It's like, and people think I'm way better because my swing looks pretty. I would say that without being cocky. But my scores don't reflect it. Valdez is exactly right.
Well, because you're probably giving away strokes around the green. Because
I'm a freaking head case and I crumble under pressure. True. I mean, it's just true.
Yeah.
I'm a disaster. But I was surprised. I actually thought, Drab, when I saw, I need to play, you and I need to hit. Because I need to experience just hitting with you, huh?
Yeah, Awad gives me swing tips all the time, and I smoke his
ass. I would never
ass.
Give you a swing tip, but I would like to hit with you. I just want to see your game.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Because
you do. I do think you have an unorthodox.
It is a little bit.
I didn't know that it was so unorthodox.
He hits a solid
though. Because I've seen you like play basketball, and you're normal.
Yeah, it's not that unorthodox. Relax. It's not,
all right.
It doesn't. I'll be honest. I've played with you a few times tennis. It didn't jump out at me as like some weird swing.
I saw it and I said, it looks good.
Yeah. Why did you end up throwing the racket though?
I didn't get to the part where you threw the racket. Did you post your swing twice or just once? Like a rally. You had a little rally you put on your Instagram.
I posted something 2 days ago of me throwing my racket at the end of the point.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It in yet.
What, did you just hit it in the
well,
net?
That tells you that speaks to your attention span. So you saw it, then you clicked off.
I thought I watched a lot of it.
It's like 10 seconds. You watched 7 seconds.
I'll bring it into you.
Yeah. You threw your racket because you lost the point?
Lost the mat, the game.
Oh, the game?
Yeah.
You are a racket thrower, right? That's your thing?
It's hard to stay composed sometimes.
I actually pride myself.
Is John trash talking you?
I actually pride myself. This is true. On, you know, shanking something or just doing something horrific. And then just calmly walking back to my bag and placing my club.
You've matured. But in your youth, you used to be a club thrower.
I have a scar on my forearm when I was out. I think it was at River Bend.
Okay. Yep.
Where I
Great
did
spot.
Something. I don't know. It was a par three or something. I took my wedge and I fired it at the tree. It bounced off the tree and it impaled me on my arm. I literally... I threw it against the tree, it snapped, and then part of the club impaled me, and I'm walking around, and I had a golf club coming out of my arm.
I guess that was definitely number 10.
I don't know, it could have been.
Here's his video.
It could have been.
Yeah, you didn't go to the end of the video.
He's got an inside-out forehand. I'm sorry, that's butt unorthodox. It's fine.
That might be because he's hitting it there. He's not hitting a cross quarter.
Okay, so you did toss it at the end. Okay, I didn't see that. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like you tossed it out of anger. You just kind of like tossed it.
Yeah, just flung it.
Right. Do you always go inside out on your forehand? You're an inside out guy?
I'm working on it, yeah.
That's a shot you're working on.
Yeah.
Oh, normally you're not like that.
I'm tweaking my swing. I've been working on it.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
So when you get people... telling you how to do something when you're constantly working on it, it's so effing annoying.
Yeah.
Valdez always talks about that. He never posts golf swings because all these guys that shoot 97 give him tips.
Right. Yeah, man, Valdez is a great player. He shouldn't worry about it.
It's hard not to.
Because you want to share. You want to share your hobby and your interest.
Yeah.
Right? But my life is so interesting that people can't stop commenting on it.
That's... Yeah, at least it doesn't bother you.
I get it. By the way, when's
Wimbledon start?
I don't know.
Speaking of tennis.
Well, U.S. Open's always the end of
next
summer.
You're
doing your end of summer rant next week. I'll be away. But
next Friday.
Next week is your end of summer rant.
Yeah, next Thursday. Well, we're off Friday.
Even though it technically just started like a week or two
next
ago.
Thursday, the summer's over.
Right. Because it's July 4th.
July 4th is Friday, but...
Right.
I believe we're off on July 4th, so July 3rd, it's over.
Do you want me to do a quick EP? Because I know we have Chase Hughes coming up.
That's what we were trying to do.
Yeah, I know. I already did the read. sorry. Dude, they have pictures of Orlando Bloom. It's like on the cover of Daily Mail. Now, Daily Mail is hilarious, but like they're acting like this is the most important story in the world right now. It's Orlando Bloom at that's freaking wedding week of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. And remember they said that this was going to be Orlando Bloom's coming out party as a single guy? Apparently it was. They got him kissing Kim Kardashian. He's hanging out all over. He wants a piece of that Kim Kardashian.
Well, he's, think about it. He's the hot single guy at the wedding.
Yeah.
Because fresh off the split. There's already photos of him and his dong out there
from years ago. Right.
So girls know what they're getting into.
Right. Was it? I think it would be a hot prospect, though. Right. Wasn't it? It was like, okay.
Are you kidding? You don't remember the paddleboard?
I do remember the paddleboard specifically, but maybe because he was only like half sized, it seemed like, right.
You know what? I'll DM it to you. Refresh your memory.
All right. Yeah. DM it to me. All right, real quick, let's go to, is this guy now going to goof on my golf swing? This is great. It's just what I want. Most people are nice. Trav wants me to go to him. All right, John, go ahead, John. You could say how bad I sound.
I'm not goofing on your golf swing, but why are you posting it?
I like to just document it. I think my swing looks pretty.
He wants.
And I'm working on it.
Because he wants people to see it.
Yeah, I'm working
ADs.
On it. I'm documenting my journey.
Because he wants the people to come back and say, why do people share anything? Yeah.
I put pictures of my kids. Why do I do that? I think my kids are beautiful. I post pictures of my kids.
don't know. It seems a little narcissistic to me.
Oh.
Okay. I get it. But why do people post anything?
Because they want reactions.
I'm documenting my journey, to be honest with you.
Okay. I don't know. It just seems, seems just a little egotistical.
Well, what do you post on social media, John? Let's hear what you
nothing.
Post.
What do you text?
He's like me.
What do you text your kids or wife or something?
I'm very proud not to have an Instagram account, not to have an X account.
I think that's fine.
Very happy about
Jason's
that.
Jason's that way. That's fine.
That's fine, John. But what do you share with your family? Do you a meal that you're having? It's the same thing.
Feel free to share pictures. Yeah, feel free to share pictures with your family.
Right. Well, it's the same thing.
Listen.
Why are you so hostile, Valdez?
It just seems
strange. I mean, I don't know.
You're a little bit jealous that my swing's so sweet.
He hasn't seen it. He doesn't have social media.
Yeah. He obviously knows.
He's listening.
No, because, I mean, people, you know what's great about X? If there's anything good on X, someone will send it to me. I don't need to have the account. Same with Instagram.
I'm the same way.
You've seen it.
Jason, you and I think, are in the same, from the same school.
What? I mean, because the guys say that they're on X because they like to see the news. Well, anything
that's
totally
happens. Totally where I get my news.
I know.
It's number one spot where I get my news.
I get it. But if once X hits it, I mean, all the main sites will have it 30 seconds later.
I guess.
But you'll have it 30 seconds before me, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but what do? You just go to but you don't know when to go to ESPN.com or something, right?
I mean, I go all the time. I probably go 100 times a day.
You do?
To all, not just ESPN, but a lot of the sports sites. Oh. Or my buddies will send it to me.
Right. Right.
So I don't need to have
John, just don't be so hostile. You sound so hostile. Can we just be happy?
Yeah, it's almost Friday.
Can we just be happy?
EB, I love you, EB.
I'm showing my journey as I'm trying to improve my golf.
He's projecting on you. There's something uncomfortable in his life.
Show it to your instructor.
I do. He told me my swing looks like Freddie Couples.
That's about all you need to do.
You have that pause at the top?
Not really. No. Probably could stand.
Just was comparing your hair.
No, he was very complimentary. Now I don't want to play with him. He wants to play with me. And I don't want to play with him because he said your swing, you have like Freddie Couples swing, and I don't want to disappoint them.
Mm. All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Wizards and their draft. Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports, he'll join us next here on the Junkies.